gentlemen, thank you for tuning in to Faith to Facts. I hope you enjoy these things. We enjoy coming wherever you are. It's only a little 5-minute segment, but it's such a blessing. I want to talk to you about something that a lot of people do. It's your mind is not a place for garbage. It's not a garbage dump. It's not a landfill. It's spirit-filled through a renewed mind and a crucified body. Let me tell you, so many people just constantly put stuff in their mind that's nothing but garbage. It's time for you to go to the dumping and say, no, no, no. My mind will not be a garbage dump. My mind will receive the things of God, spiritually, physically, and financially. Let me give you some wonderful scripture. Romans 12, verse 2. And be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So you have a job to prove what is good, what is acceptable, and what is perfect in God's eyes. But you can't do it through a garbage-filled mind. It's time to get rid of the garbage truck. Don't let it stop at your place in any way, shape, or form, anytime, any place. Here's another scripture, 2 Corinthians 10:5. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought, not some thoughts, every thought, to the obedience of Christ. So how do you do that? Anything that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, like this. Well, you know, healing's not for today. Cast that down. They just call Jesus a liar. If somebody tells you, I don't care if it's your pastor, shut that down. Jesus said, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. So if he healed when he was physically on the earth, he's healing today. And by his stripes you were, not you might be, you never know, shoot the dice. That's a garbage-filled mind. A lot of ministers have that. You see, I don't mean that to be rude, but I'm telling you, don't let anybody dump their garbage into your mind. Let me read that again, 2 Corinthians 10:5. And it says, casting down imaginations, every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bring every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. What are some of these thoughts that comes against your mind? Poverty, cast that down. God said his will be done in earth, on earth, as it is in heaven. There's no poverty in heaven, is it? Is that? Answer that question. Is there? No. Why is it here? Because we allow it to be. Am I preaching too hard to you today? Listen to me. I don't want you to be a conformer. I want you to be a transformer. Ooh, transformers got power stored in them. That's how it lights your house up. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because your mind, I can't emphasize that enough. It's not a garbage dump. It's not a landfill. It's part of the spirit, soul, and body, the trinity of who you are. And you surely don't want garbage. Don't you hate it when you're in your car and you get behind a garbage truck? And you may not even see the garbage. It's clothed, but it stinks. That's how you know garbage comes. Smell. Stinking. Before you know it, people's stinking thoughts. Watch that. It's called thinking. Praise God. You don't want any of that junk whatsoever at all. People say, why are you so happy all the time? I live out of my spirit with a transformed mind. I've had so many people try to change me all my life. Want me to be depressed, discouraged, despondent. Why he's got so much joy? What's wrong with joy? It's kind of nice to get up every morning and go, hello, Jesus. Hi, Jesse. I don't know. I like doing my morning devotions. It's such a blessing of the Lord. Have a little time with God. It's just fun. I enjoy being saved. I've seen some miserably saved people. You know why? Their mind is full of garbage. And Satan is dumping every day. And sad to say, how many times people go to church and they get a garbage bag full of junk behind the pulpit to someone? Well, you got to just take whatever it is. No, you don't. All you got to do is create your world and walk in it. And that's what our theme for this year. Create it. And when you do that, you know what's coming and you know what's going. And you will not allow garbage to be in your mind. People say, how long are you going to live, Brother Jesse? Until I'm satisfied. Ain't no use carrying garbage that I don't need in any way, shape, or form. You agree with that? I believe you do. Thank you for watching Faith to Facts, because it makes you understand some that faith is greater than a fact that you see. Faith will change that fact into what you're believing for. It is a spiritual reality. Until next week, we love you. Bye-bye.